With Halloween around the corner, it's time for Weekend Edition's weekly treat, or should I say weekly trick? It's, of course, the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hey, Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. I hear that you are also back. You've just returned from the 2017 World Puzzle Championships in India. How did the U.S. do?
We did well. There were two championships, actually. First, the World Sudoku Championship. The U.S. team finished fourth, and we finished second in the World Puzzle Championship, just behind Japan.
That's respectable.
And Japan is so powerful in puzzle solving.
Go Team USA. Good job.
We did great.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back as well. Will, remind us of our two-week challenge.
Yeah, it came from Zach Guido, who's the author of the book, Of Course, The Greatest Collection of Riddles and Brain Teasers for Expanding Your Mind. And when he gave this to me, and it took me about 15 minutes to solve it, I thought it was brilliant. I said, write down the equation 65 minus 43 equals 21. And you'll notice that this is not correct. 65 minus 43 equals 22, not 21. And the object is to move exactly two of the digits to create a correct equation. Well, the answer is 65 minus 4 cubed, you simply move the 3 up, equals 1 squared. And so it involves exponents. Just thought that was clever.
Wow. This week we received roughly 800 correct answers. I didn't even understand the question, I have to say. Our randomly selected winner is Mike Holmes of North Potomac, Maryland, just up the road from here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the answer to this one?
Well, first I had to eliminate sort of the obvious answer, which is that you just swap two numbers. And I used a spreadsheet for that. I also considered the possibility that you flip the 6 to make it a 9, which gives you 16 more possibilities, and none of them work. So then I thought of exponents. It fell out pretty quickly after that.
What do you do, may I ask, that you have a spreadsheet talent to be able to solve puzzles?
Well, I'm actually retired, but I'm a retired software engineer.
And
Yeah, I did work a fair amount with spreadsheets.
It's all coming together now. All right. Well, you won't have time to set up a spreadsheet for this one, but I'm sure you'll do great. Mike, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so. We'll find out.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mike. Every answer today is a word with two hyphens. Like out of date or hand-me-downs, in which the part in the middle has exactly two letters. Answer the clues. Here's number one, a carousel.
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round is it. Number two, an officer during a meeting who stands near the door.
Sergeant-at-arms.
That's it. A basic piece of lumber.
2x4.
That's it. A street that's a dead end.
Cul-de-sac.
A relative of one's spouse who is stereotypically hard to get along with.
Mother-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Either one. A smarty pants, or a person who pretends to have all the answers.
A know-it-all.
The state flower of Alaska, whose name suggests you'll always remember it.
Forget-me-not.
That's it. Try this. A French name for blackjack. Which translates as 21.
French name for blackjack. 21?
Yeah,
there
job.
You go, 21, good. Decorative symbol with a French name.
Fleur de lis.
Oh, good. Basic kind of knot used to tie a necktie. And the first part of this answer is a number.
Basic kind of knot.
And it starts with the number after 3.
No, I'm not a necktie guy, so what can I say?
Neither am I, as it happens.
I'll just tell you, it's a 4-in-hand.
4-in-hand, yeah.
You know that, a 4-in-hand?
No.
Okay. How about a person who is lazy and irresponsible? And the first part is a word that has an apostrophe in it.
Oh, a ne'er-do-well.
Ne'er-do-well, good job. And here's your last one, relatively affluent.
Relatively affluent. Well-to-do.
Well-to-do. Good job.
That was really, really great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Do you speak French?
I can't say that I speak it. I took French in high school.
Okay, well, your pronunciation was good, and you got all the surprisingly many answers that required some knowledge of French. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Mike, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WAMU in Washington, D.C.
Mike Holmes of North Potomac, Maryland, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a challenge that sounds easy, but it's actually a little tricky. Name a well-known nationality, drop a letter, and the remaining letters in order will name a metal, one of the elements on the periodic table. What is it? So again, a well-known nationality, it's one with millions of people, and it's also the name of their language. Drop a letter, and the remaining letters in order will name a metal, one of the elements on the periodic table. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.